Chapter 3, Changing Our Genes, How Trauma, Bullying, and Royal Jelly Alter Our Genetic Destiny. Most people know about Mendel's work with peas. Some have heard of his truncated work with mice. But what most people don't know is that Mendel also worked with honeybees, which he called my dearest little animals. Who can blame him for such adulation? Bees are endlessly fascinating and beautiful creatures, and they can tell us a lot about ourselves. For instance, have you ever been witness to the awesome and fearsome sight of an entire colony of bees swarming and on the move? Somewhere in the middle of that ethereal tornado is a queen bee that has left the hive. Who is she to deserve such a grand parade? Well, just look at her. For starters, just like human fashion models, queens have longer bodies and legs than their sister workers. They're more slender and have smooth rather than furry abdomens. Because they often need to protect themselves from entomological coups from younger royal upstarts, queen bees have stingers that can be reused on demand, unlike female worker bees who die after using their stingers just once. Queen bees can live for years, though some of their workers live only a few weeks. They can also lay thousands of eggs in a day, while all their royal needs are tended to by sterile workers. So yeah, she's kind of a big deal. Given the incredible differences between them, you could easily assume that queens differ genetically from the workers. That would make sense. After all, their physical traits differ considerably from their sister worker bees. But look deeper, DNA deeper, and a very different story emerges. The truth is that, genetically speaking, the queen is nobody special. A queen bee and her female workers can come from the same parents, and they can have completely identical DNA. Yet their behavior, physiological and anatomical differences are profound. Why? Because larval queens eat better. That's it. That's all. The food they eat changes their genetic expression, in this case through specific genes being turned off or on, a mechanism we call epigenetics. When the colony decides it's time for a new queen, they choose a few lucky larvae and bathe them in royal jelly, a protein and amino acid-rich secretion produced by glands in the mouths of young worker bees. Initially, all larvae get a taste of royal jelly, but workers are quickly weaned. The little princesses, however, eat and eat and eat until they emerge.